Amen. Ready for the Word of God? Okay. We're continuing. Can we hear her? It's okay? No. Make sure it's on. And if not, there we go. Okay. So we're continuing with our series, and we're coming to an end of our series, This is War.
我们继续来讲，这是一场征战系列的信息。
And as we look at this, this morning, we're going to talk about the nature of our enemy.
我们今天早上会来学习一下我们的仇敌的属性。
I want to be very careful as we focus on this morning.
我想在我们聚焦看这个的时候，我们都需要很小心。
My prayer over and over this week has been very specific.
我这一周一直为很具体的一件事祷告。
God, you be glorified.
神求你得荣耀。
We don't need to give the devil a lot of attention.
我们不需要过多的关注仇敌。
But we want the balance that God has in His Word.
但我们要学会平衡神的话语给我们的信息。
We are not in fear of the enemy because God gives us divinely powerful weapons to overcome the enemy.
因为神给了我们有力量的属灵的武器去征战，所以我们不需要害怕。
Nor do we ignore the enemy.
另一方面，我们也不忽略他。
Because Paul says,
因为保罗说，
we are not unaware of his schemes, his tricks, and his plans.
我们并不是不知道仇敌的诡计。
So we need to be the same way that we see in the Word of God.
所以我们要把这个话语来行出来。
So God gives us powerful spiritual weapons.
神给我们有力的属灵的武器。
The next time we come to this, we're going to be specifically looking at the weapons that God gives us.
我们下一次继续学习的时候，我们会看有什么具体的武器。
But we've already been looking at these weapons, haven't we?
但是我们已经学到了一些了。
We've been looking at the strategies that God gives us also in this fight.
我们看到了在这场征战当中神所给我们的策略。
These weapons are counterintuitive.
这些武器是违背我们的本能的。
These weapons are praise.
它是赞美神。
These weapons are thanksgiving.
这些武器是学会感恩。
These weapons are giving Jesus our worries and our anxieties.
是向耶稣卸下我们的忧虑。
At the same time that we worship and ask and give thanks.
同时我们也是赞美、祈求、感谢。
It's a very different way of fighting.
是一个和我们平常所理解的征战很不一样的概念。
So reminder of the four things that we need to know.
回顾一下我们之前学的四点。
Know your God.
认识你的上帝。
Recognize how the enemy operates.
认识仇敌是怎么样工作的。
Know the spiritual weapons God gives you to fight.
了解神所赐给你的属灵武器。
Use them.
并且使用它们。
That's what I have been doing this week when the bad news came.
就是我这一周收到坏消息的时候，我来学习操练的。
I know it all up here.
我脑子里都知道这些知识。
I have all of these verses memorized.
我已经会背这些经文。
They do me no good if I don't pick them up and use them.
但是如果我不把它捡起来使用当武器的话是没有用的。
What is true for me is true for you.
对我来说是真实的，对你也一样。
We are the same in this Christian life.
我们在这个基督徒的人生当中都是一样的。
Amen? Amen.
Amen.
So we ended here, so you've got this, and we've been really kind of looking at all of these as we have gone along these few weeks.
我们这几周就反复的再来强调这几点。
When we come to the end, which is in a couple of weeks, we will look especially at this one, the spiritual weapons, and we'll really focus on those things.
我们接下来结束的这几周，我们会更加来强调属灵武器。
This is where we ended last week, 1 Peter 5, 7 through 9.
彼得前书五章七到九节是我们上一周停下的地方。
Since this is one of our theme verses, it's kind of like a, let me think, it's like a club sandwich.
就是我们的主题经文，好像一份公司三明治一样。
那个三明治你知道是什么样的三明治吗？
徐太阳讲过。
it's a club sandwich, which means it means it has everything in it, right? Or what is it? It's like, you know, we can get a ham sandwich.
你可以有火腿三明治
or a tuna salad sandwich,
或吞拿鱼三明治
or maybe an egg salad sandwich,
或者鸡蛋沙拉三明治
but if you get a club sandwich,
但是如果是你拿公司三明治
it's all in there,
它就是里面什么都有
right? It's almost all in there.
基本上所有东西都有
and 1 Peter 5, 7 and 9, it's kind of like a club sandwich of spiritual warfare. It's all in there.
这节经文就像一个公司三明治一样什么都有
You need to memorize this, brothers and sisters.
我们的弟兄姐妹需要把这一节经文背下来。
And you need to be putting it into practice.
然后需要把它在我们生活中应用出来。
As I have been doing.
就像我所做的一样。
And this is a mirror. This fits with Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
这个和腓立比书四章六到七节是相呼应的。
Very, very similar.
是很相似的。
And Peter writes, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's what we have to do.
彼得说你们要把一切忧虑卸给神因他顾念你们这是我们需要做的
the thing that you're worried about the thing that you're concerned about the thing that you're afraid of you're going to give it to God
你那些忧虑的恐惧的事情你都要把它交给神
that is super hard to do
这是非常难的一件事
because you give it to God and then you take it back
因为你交给神、yeah. 好像你又想把它拿回来
you give it to God
你交给神
And 30 minutes later,
然后三十分钟后又在你脑子里面转了。
So the Philippians 4 passage gives us, really shows us how we take our worry and then how we give it to God and how that exchange practically happens in our lives.
腓立比书四章六到七节就让我们知道我们怎么样把自己的忧虑卸给神并且把这件事在我们生活中应用出来。
It happens through prayer.
这个是通过祷告来发生的。
But it's not just, oh God, help me.
并不只是说啊，求神你帮助我吧。
I don't want to mock.
我并不想嘲笑。
An oh God, help me prayer.
并不想嘲笑这样一个祷告，神你帮助我。
Because we have all prayed that prayer before.
因为我们都这样祷告过。
And God answers that prayer.
而且神也回应这种祷告。
But there are longer term prayers and There are longer term situations that we have to fight through that require another way of praying.
但是有一些长期的祷告事项是需要我们持续的用另一种方式去祷告征战的。
And Philippians 4 shows us that.
然后腓立比书四章就给我们展示了。
We're giving him our worries and instead we're praying.
我们把我们的忧虑卸给神，然后我们来祷告。
And in that prayer, there is worship for who God is.
在这个祷告当中，我们有敬拜神，因为他是他所是。
There is thanksgiving for the things that He's done.
有感恩他为我们生命中做的事情。
There's the basic need.
有最基本的需要的回应。
What you're asking God for?
去求神供应我们。
And it's all together, and it goes up to God.
并且一起交给神。
That's the type of prayer we have to pray in these longer term situations.
这是我们在很需要有长期的一些祷告事项当中需要来做出的祷告。
And make no doubt about it.
并且不要怀疑。
That is warfare.
这就是一场征战。
And that's what we do.
这是我们所要做的。
So Peter says,
彼得说,
we give him our worries and Paul tells us how.
我们把忧虑卸给神，保罗告诉我们怎么样来做。
And then verse 8, we've looked at this, be self-controlled and alert.
第八节说到你们要谨守警醒。
What is self-control?
这个谨守自律是什么呢？
In your Bible,
在你的圣经当中，
depending on your translation,
根据不同的译本，
self-control is translated several different ways.
它有不同的翻译，节制、自律、谨守。
Ready? For God has not given us, 1 Timothy 1, 7, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
提摩太后说，一章七节里面讲到神所给我们的灵是有能力、仁爱和自律的灵。
Same word.
是同一个词。
Self-control.
自律。
A sound mind, a mind that is held together because God gives it to us.
是神所赐给我们的，让我们能够来保持自己心的。
What are some other ways it's translated?
还有其他的翻译的方式。
It will also be a self-discipline.
是节制。
Or the word sober. Sometimes you'll say, you'll see, depending on your translation, be sober.
或者是保持清醒。
Hang on, let me double check. Clear-headed. Also, that's one of the other translations.
是头脑清醒的。
If you were in a situation where you needed somebody to stand guard for you,
如果你在一个情景当中，你需要有一些人为你来守卫的话，
you would want a guard who is self-controlled.
你需要一个能够自律的，能够节制的守卫。
He's disciplined.
他是很自律的。
He's not careless.
他不是很粗心大意的。
He's not running here and there.
他不是到处跑，不负责任。
He is training himself, and he has been trained.For the job at hand.
而是他被训练的能够胜任这份工作的。
This is what we have to be as we stand and fight.
在我们征战的时候，我们就是要做成这个样子。
So look at it again, okay? Be self-controlled and alert.
来，这里说保持谨守警醒。
Okay, we saw it in 2 Timothy 1:7.
在提摩太后书一章七节里面也说到。
He has given us a sound mind, a spirit of self-control.
这是神所赐给我们的能够自律的灵。
Galatians 5.
加拉太书五章。
This is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
这也是圣灵的果子之一。
Okay. What does that mean for you and for me?
这对我们来说意味着什么呢？
Are you a Christian this morning?
你今天是不是一个基督徒？
Do you have a relationship with God?
你和神有一个关系存在吗？
The Holy Spirit lives in you.
圣灵住在你里面。
And the Holy Spirit is producing fruit.That is like himself.
圣灵在你里面结出果子，像神一样。
And this, he has given us a spirit. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and a sound mind. So here's the spirit, the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵在我们里面不是带来恐惧，而是带来自律和能力的。
And as you cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in your life,
当你在生活中和圣灵同工的时候，
he will work.To develop a spirit of self-control.
它会在你的生命当中结出更加自律的果子。
Cultivate that.
去培养它。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
When bad news comes.
当坏消息来的时候。
When bad things happen.
当坏事发生的时候。
You do not have to fall apart.
你不需要崩溃。
God has given you a different spirit.
神给了你一个不一样的灵。
It's the Holy Spirit in you.
是圣灵。
It's divine power in you.
是属神的、神圣的能力在你里面。
The enemy doesn't get to devour you in your fear.
仇敌不会在恐惧中吞吃你。
You let the Holy Spirit work and you be self-controlled.
你让圣灵来工作，你自己来保持节制、自律。
Now, what else does it say? We are also to be alert.
我们还要保持警醒。
I'm skipping 2 Peter. And what does alert mean?
那警醒是什么意思呢？
Alert means to keep awake and to watch.
是要保持清醒并且
Or it could be to be on your guard.
并且保持守卫。
You can have a lot of self-control.
你可以有很多的节制自律。
But if you are not also alert, then you're in trouble.
但是如果你不警醒的话、你也是有麻烦的。
So these two things go together. Be self-controlled and alert. They really go hand in hand.
但是谨守和这个警醒是两者一同工作的。
In this case, physically it means to stay awake and keep looking.
在物理上、生理上是你要保持警醒去守望。
Spiritually, it means don't let your guard down.
属灵的意义是我们不要卸下防备。
Don't get lazy or careless as a Christian.
作为一个基督徒，我们不要变懒，不要变得粗心大意。
Don't sleep as a Christian.
不要睡觉。
Some of you are going through some things.
大家都经历不同的境况。
Have you ever found? Sorry, let me say it another way.
好，再来组织一下语言。
We live in a fallen world with the effects of sin.
我们住在被罪影响的堕落的世界中。
And all of the negative and the bad things of this world ultimately It's a result of sin and what the devil has done.
我们这个世界中所有的那些不好的事情都是罪的后果。
But there is another level that we must be aware of.
但是我们有另外一个层面我们必须要认识到。
How many of you have ever been just going through life and suddenly, bam, 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 bad thing after bad thing after bad thing hits you?
但你在生活中有多少次你是突然一下受到不同的嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣的坏消息攻击？
Everything gets hard.
所有的事情都变得很难了。
One wave comes and right after it comes another wave.
一浪接着一浪向你打来。
Be alert, brothers and sisters.
我们需要警醒。
Do you think that is natural?
你觉得这是自然发生的事吗？
That's not natural.
这不是自然而然。
It's an attack of the enemy.
是仇敌的攻击。
And when we don't realize, when we don't remain self-controlled and alert, then we don't see it's the enemy doing something specific and attacking.
如果我们没有谨守警醒的话，我们不会发现这是仇敌对我们的攻击。
And when we are not self-controlled and when we are not alert, then the enemy wins in our lives.
如果我们没有保持警醒谨守，那仇敌就在我们生命中得胜了。
There are some of you that are dealing with certain temptations.
有一些人面对不同的试探。
Have you ever gone through a time or a moment when suddenly that temptation, it was just like, whew, it just almost took you over?
有没有时候你遇到一些试探向你扑面而来想要整个把你吞吃掉
You don't think that's the enemy?
你不觉得这是仇敌的工作吗
It's the enemy.
这就是仇敌的工作
And you've got to know it.
而且你必须要认识到这一点
Because if you know it, you know what to do.
当你认识到这一点的时候你才知道你要怎么样回应
And that's when you pick up these divinely powerful weapons that God gives you.
这就是你要拿起属灵的武器神所赐你的武器来征战的时候
And you use the strategy that God has for you.
你用神所赐给你的策略来应对
You can't just say, I'm not, I won't, I won't, I won't, I won't, I won't.
你不能坐在那里说我不能我不能我不能
Our will never be enough to defeat the enemy.
我们自己的意志永远没有办法对抗仇敌的诡计
Because it's a spiritual fight.
因为这是一场属灵的征战
How do you win a spiritual fight?
你怎么样来赢得属灵的
征战 With spiritual weapons.
你是要用属灵的兵器
That's one of the reasons we're talking about this through these weeks.
这就是为什么我们连续几周一直要来讲这个系列
Okay, let's look at some verses for being alert.
然后我们来看警守的
Okay.
经文
Here.You know this one, Ephesians 6:18.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere.
借着各样的祷告和祈求，随时在圣灵里祈祷，并且要在这事上恒久警醒，为众圣徒祈求。
Colossians 4:2.
哥罗西书四章二节。
Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart.
你们要恒切祷告，在祷告的时候存着感恩的心警醒。
And here's one that puts both of them together, being self-control and alert.
还有一节经文是
Look at this.
把警醒和谨守摆在一起的。
Put yourself in this verse.
把你自己带到这节经文中来。
Are you a Christian this morning?
你是不是一个基督徒？
You are a child of the light.All of you.
我们所有人都是光明之子。
We don't belong to darkness and night.
我们不属黑夜，不属黑暗。
Because of that,
就是因为如此。
Be on your guard.
我们要警醒。
Not asleep like the others.
不要像别人一样沉睡。
Stay alert and be clear-headed, self-controlled.
总要警醒谨慎。
Okay, there's another club sandwich for you.
这是另外一个公司三明治。
You got it, 公司三明治。
对。
Okay, I learned a new phrase in Chinese. Okay, we're laughing, but this is really true. Does that make sense for us as we look at it? Yeah.
这个讲的是有道理的。
Okay, so this morning I want us for, I want us to turn to, as I said at the beginning, as with this as our background, the nature of the enemy.
我们之前提到我们今天早上会更聚焦来看仇敌的属性
And we've looked a lot at New Testament passages But now we're going to go to the Old Testament
我们之前在看新约的经文我们现在来看旧约
And the reason I want us to look at the Old Testament Is because in the Old Testament We see pictures and images and symbols
因为在旧约的经文里面，我们更多看到一些画面，一些形象。
That help us to see very vividly.
帮我们生动地看到。
We go all the way back to Genesis.
我们可以看创世纪。
What happens in the beginning of Genesis?
在创世纪最开始发生什么？
The first thing in Genesis is that God shows us who He is.
创世纪最开始，神让我们看到他是怎么样的。
He's a God of love.
他是充满爱的神。
He's a God who creates.
他是创造的神。
He is a God of order, not of chaos.
他是有规律的，不是混乱的神。
He is a God who gave of himself to make you.
他是用他自己来创造了人类，创造了我们。
He provided all that was needed.
他供应一切所需。
He gave purpose and meaning to life.
他为生命赋予了定义和目的和意义。
So we see God.
所以我们看见了上帝的本相。
And what we know is God has not changed.
而我们知道的是神的属性是不变的。
So this morning you need to know that he's a God of love.
所以你需要知道神是一个充满爱的神。
Order and not chaos.
是有规律的，不是混乱的。
He provides for you.
他会供应你的需要。
And he gives purpose to your life.
他给你的生命赋予意义。
And he gives of himself to you to sustain you.
他奉献了他自己来供应我们的生命。
But there's someone else.
但是还有一个人。
And we see him also in Genesis.
我们在创世纪中也看见他。
Let's look.
我们来看一下。
The very first time we meet the enemy, right?
我们第一次见到仇敌。
What happens?
发生了什么？
You tell me.
大家来告诉我。
This is not a trick question. This is super easy.
这是一个很简单的问题。
Like, this is basic Bible.
最基本的圣经问题。
What's the first thing that happens when God's creation meets the enemy?
当神创造的人遇到仇敌的时候发生了什么？
How did it happen and what did it look like?
是怎么发生的？
Let me ask the Sunday school teachers.
我来问一问主日学的老师。
Sunday school teachers?
主日学的老师们。
They're not looking at me.
他们都不看我了。
That's right.It's Eve and the serpent, right?
是夏娃和这个蛇。
So in the same way that we first are shown God and his nature and his character, right?
最开始圣经我们看到了上帝的属性。
We are then shown the enemy and his nature and his character.
然后我们又看到了这个仇敌的属性。
It's important.
这是很重要的。
Okay, let's go to Genesis.
我们来看创世纪。
Here's the first symbol and the first image.
这是第一个画面。
Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made, and he said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?"
在神所创造的所有活物中，蛇是最狡猾的。他对女人说，神岂是真说你不可吃园中任何树上的果子吗？
And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, You must not eat it or touch it or you will die.
然后女人就对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们都可以吃，只有那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
So we've all heard sermons about this, right?
所以我们都听过有关这个的讲道。
Now, don't get into the male-female thing. That's not where we're going this morning.
我们并不是在谈论男女性别差异的事情。
We're talking about the enemy.
我们是在谈论仇敌的事情。
Okay, what does it say?
这里说什么？
What is the first picture that we get of the devil?
我们看到的仇敌的第一个画面是什么样的？他是一个什么？
He's a serpent.
他是一条蛇。
Have you ever thought about this? It's just amazing.
你有没有想象过？
Apparently, the serpent walked around before the devil took over him.
在仇敌进入这条蛇之前，这个蛇是四处游走的。
And he could talk.
他是会说话的。
And there was something. I want to be careful here, but there was something in the natural makeup.Of the serpent in the way that God had created the serpent that was skillful and clever. Okay?
在上帝创造蛇这个动物的时候，它的属性本身就有很狡猾、很有技巧的一个特点。
God makes nothing bad.
神是不会创造不好的东西的。
He makes nothing negative.
他不会创造负面的东西。
So that character, that nature of the serpent in God's creation in the garden had to have been something good for a purpose.
所以神被创造的这个属性在神的这个伊甸园中一定是有目的的。
But then the enemy comes in.
但是仇敌进来了。
And we read, it's in the background, but obviously, this is the devil, this is the enemy that's speaking to Eve.
但是我们可以看到很明显这是仇敌在对女人说话。
And we know it's, does anybody have any questions? Do you say, how do you know it's the devil? Does anybody think that, or do we need to look at scriptures?
有没有人有疑问在想说你怎么知道这个蛇就是仇敌呢？
We're all clear, right?
大家都很清楚。
All you have to do is look at Revelation, and John says, that ancient serpent, the dragon that is called the devil.
在启示录里面，约翰已经有写到，这个蛇就是那条大蛇，是那条古龙，是仇敌魔鬼。
So this is the devil. How does he appear?
那这个魔鬼出来怎么说呢？
He appears...And he says, "Did God really say?"
他出来说，神岂是真说。
He doesn't call God a liar.
他并没有说神是说谎的。
Instead, he calls God's word into question.
反而他是把神的话变成了一个问题丢出来。
And then he calls God's character into question.
然后他就把神的属性提出了质疑。
What does it say?
他说什么？
It says next, you will not die, the serpent said. In fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil.
神就说你们绝不会死，因为神知道你们吃那果子的时候，你们的眼睛就开了，你们就会像神一样，能知道善恶。
If the devil had come in looking like the devil,
如果魔鬼来，看起来就很像个魔鬼的话
，sounding like the devil，
听起来也像魔鬼的话
，talking like the devil，
说话也像魔鬼
，in his own voice，
在他用自己的声音
，showing his true character，
把他真实的面目暴露出来
，showing his true nature，
把他的属性暴露出来
，showing his purpose and goal， would Eve ever have listened to him？
把他真实的目的展示出来的话，那夏娃是会听他的吗？永远也不会听他的。
Would Eve ever have fallen for this trick?
那夏娃还会被骗吗？
Never.
永远都不会。
Let me ask you something, brothers and sisters.
我再来问一下弟兄姐妹一个问题。
If the devil appeared to you looking like the devil, sounding like the devil, would you fall for it?
如果魔鬼来问你，看起来、听起来都知道是魔鬼的样子，你还会信他吗？
You'd say, devil, get away from me. You're the devil.
你肯定会说远离我去吧。你是魔鬼。
You're a liar.
你是撒谎者。
I don't believe you.
我不相信你。
You've come to steal, kill, and destroy.
你来是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
The devil will not come to you in that way.
但是魔鬼不会这样向你出现。
And if you haven't learned that, learn it now.
如果你还没有学会这点的话，你一定要来学一下。
I see some of you this morning. I'm looking at your faces.
我今天早上看着大家一些人的脸。
You are saying, Pastor Jen, you're teaching us the ABCs. We know this.
你说，牧师啊，你教我们的是最基本的东西，我们已经知道了。
I know that.
我知道。
But how many times have you and I gotten in situations and we get down and we get down on ourselves and we start doubting God because of all of this and we hear these words to ourselves and it just piles in on us?
但有多少次我们在难处境况当中，我们变得很低落，我们被攻击，我们有很多的谎言进到里面来。
And we do not recognize that it is the serpent who has come in and started putting lies and thoughts in our mind and in our hearts.
但是我们是并没有发现，其实是魔鬼仇敌对着我们。放入的这些谎言
in physical nature,
在物灵属性上
snakes are not usually out in the open, are they?
蛇一般不会到开阔的空间中
You'd be so surprised at my Facebook feed, at my Facebook feed.
在我的脸书的更新中
I am a member of
我是什么一个会员？
Hong Kong Snakes.
哦，是香港蛇协会的会员。
And I'm really interested in all the time. It's showing pictures and whatever.
然后他会经常给我弹出一些相片。
Please don't think I'm weird.
不要觉得我很奇怪。
You've got strange things on your Facebook feed too.
你的脸书更新上也有很奇怪的东西。
But it's interesting.
但是很有趣的是。
That the pictures that they show are almost always in the dark, in nighttime, and it's sort of hidden.
但是他们弹出的这些图片基本上都是在黑暗的、很隐蔽的空间当中出现的蛇。
And that's the nature of the enemy.
这是蛇的属性、自然属性。
He will scheme to get to you.
他会设一些诡计来靠近你。
Remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about the devil is an opportunist and he is a strategist.
记得我们之前讲到这个魔鬼仇敌，他是一个机会主义者，他是很有策略的。
Going like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
他在地上像狮子一样游走，寻找可吞吃的人。
That's very different from a strategist who has a plan worked out.
这就是像。
It's an opportunist. That part of his character, it looks quite different from the enemy as a strategist working these things out.
这个机会主义者其实和这个很有策略的这个人是有不一样的属性。很有策略的人，他是已经有一个轨迹了。
We need to pay attention to this because this is how God has shown us the enemy is in the very beginning.
我们需要来注意，因为这是神在最开始的时候向我们展现的仇敌的属性。
He is cunning and he's shrewd.
他是最狡猾的。
And that's why we've got to be self-controlled and alert.
这是为什么我们要保持谨守和警醒。
There's another picture.
还有另外一个画面。
And we're going to talk more about this later, but I want to get both of these pictures for us.
我想要先向大家展示完全这两个画面。
Now we know that the enemy, that Eve saw it and she ate it. We know how that happens.
我们都知道之后，夏娃是怎么样，又吃了果子，又发生了什么。
Okay, when is the next time we see the enemy at work in Genesis?
下一次我们在创世纪当中看到魔鬼的工作是什么时候？
I'm not going to look at the Sunday school teachers.
我不再看主日学老师了。
The serpent was Genesis 3.
这个蛇是出现在是创世纪第三章。
What's the next time?
下一次是什么时候？
Genesis 4.
第四章又出现了。
Yeah, exactly. Let's look at it. Here's a different nature. Here's a different way of approaching.
就是他用另外一个方式靠近出现。
Mm-hmm. And we read in Genesis 4, through these verses in Genesis 4, about Cain and Abel.
在创世纪第四章里面讲到了该隐和亚伯。
Now we know this story very well also, don't we?
我们也很熟悉这个故事了。
It's the story of the first murder.
是第一场谋杀的。
The enemy has come to steal, kill, destroy.
仇敌来是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Do his character and nature and strategies change?
他的属性、他的策略有没有变更过？
Yes or no? No.
没有变更过。
So the way that we see this then is the way that we understand now, and it shows us how we are to be alert and on guard against the enemy.
所以我们看最开始创世纪里面的属性，就知道我们现在怎么回应它。
So we know what happens, right? We all know the story of Cain and Abel.
我们都知道该隐和亚伯的故事。
They both give offerings.
他们都给神献祭。
And Cain's offering, as we know, it was a casual offering. It was just something here, God.You can have. I give this to you.
该隐给的这个奉献是很随意的，就把这个出产地的出产给了他。
Abel gives his best.
亚伯是把他最好的给了神。
Cain just gives something.
该隐只是随便给了一些。
And when God accepts Abel's and not Cain's, Cain gets mad, angry.
当神很悦纳了亚伯的奉献，没有悦纳该隐的奉献的时候，该隐就非常的生气。
He wasn't just a little bit upset.
他不是只是有一点生气。
What does it say?
这里说什么？
He was very angry.
他非常愤怒。
May I say something to you?
我要说到一些。
If you struggle with anger,
如果你在愤怒上有挣扎的话，
If anger is something that is often part of your life,
如果你生命当中常常出现愤怒,
this is an open door of the enemy.
这就是留给仇敌的一个破口。
Some years ago,
几年前,
I don't even know how or why I started struggling with anger.
我都不知道为什么或者是怎么发生的，我就是经常会愤怒。
I was just kind of angry, a lot.
我就是常常很愤怒。
My life wasn't any different.
我的生活并没有发生很大的变化。
But my heart was different and my reactions were different.
但是我的心和我的反应不一样了。
And I think about something, I just get upset and I get angry.
我想起一些事，我就觉得很沮丧，很愤怒。
And finally, I got to the place where I realized something's going on inside and it's not natural.
所以后面我就发现了，其实有一些东西是在我心里的，是不自然的。
And I just said, God, I do not want to be angry. Help me.
然后我跟神说，神，我不想这么愤怒，请你帮我。
It did not change overnight.
并没有一晚上就发生转变。
But it changed over time.
但是经过一些时间，确实发生了改变。
Because the fruit of the Spirit in our lives is love, joy, peace, patience.
因为圣灵的果子在我们生命当中会结出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Anger is an open door.
愤怒是我们心中的破口。
The devil will always go through an open door.
仇敌总会找到这个破口进来。
So Cain was very angry.
所以该隐是很生气。
Look at what God does.
看看神说了什么。
It's so, oh, he's so kind and merciful.
神是非常充满恩慈的。
He does not say to Cain, you're so bad, you shouldn't be, why are you angry, you're bad.He doesn't say that.
他并没有跟该隐说你怎么这样，你不应该生气，你太坏了。
God comes to him to help him.
神来到该隐这里来帮助他。
When you are dealing with anger in your life,
当你在处理你的愤怒的时候，
don't put up defenses against the Holy Spirit.
不要来对抗圣灵。
He comes to you and convicts you to help you and to help me.
圣灵来是要帮助我们的。
Do not justify yourself.
不要在圣灵面前自称为义。
Don't justify your behavior or your attitude.
不要为自己的态度来找理由。
Yeah, but they are this, 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 and this.
是，但是其他人怎么怎么对我了。
God will deal with them.
神也会来跟他们来处理。
But right now, God's talking to you.
但是现在神是对你来说话。
And the Holy Spirit comes to you because he wants to help you.
圣灵来，他是要进到你心里帮助你。
Because the enemy is there.
因为仇敌在那里。
And the enemy is there in what way?
那仇敌在那里是怎么样呢?
If you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it.
你若行得不好,罪就伏在门口了。他要缠住你,你却要制服他。
Now, I want to ask you something.
我要问一下大家。
Does sin have a will?
这个罪本身是有一个意愿的吗?
Does sin have a body?
它有身体吗?
Does sin have a personality?
罪它有一个性格吗?
Sin does not have any of these things.
罪都没有。
But what does God say?
但神说什么?
He describes sin as something that is crouching, ready to attack.
他描述罪是一个埋在门口，随时准备攻击的。
And so, who is God speaking of here?
那神在这里说的是谁呢?
Is he speaking of sin or is he speaking of someone?
他这里是说罪本身吗?还是他在指谁?
He's speaking of someone.
他是在指一个人。
It is the devil who is crouching.
他是在指仇敌魔鬼。
It is the devil who is waiting.
他说魔鬼仇敌蹲在门口。
It is the devil who is looking.
是魔鬼仇敌在等待。
It is the devil, the opportunist, who sees he's angry. I can get him if he keeps this door open.
是魔鬼仇敌发现了这个人他现在愤怒了，他这个破口在这里，我就要进去。如果他保持这个破口。
Does that make sense to us?
这个是可以理解的吗？
Now in this case, it's anger.
在这个例子当中是愤怒。
But there are other situations that are very similar.
但是还有其他的情况很相似的。
Sometimes it can be an overwhelming fear.
有可能是巨大的恐惧。
Or something else.
或者是其他。
And I want you to see that when you are in those situations, the enemy is crouching, waiting to overtake you, waiting to for you to be its prey.
这个罪仇敌魔鬼在门口蹲伏着，等待来吞吃你。
And God says, "You must master it."
神说你要制服他。
I know this is really serious and heavy.
我知道这个是比较沉重严肃的事。
But this is the way the enemy works.
但是这就是仇敌工作的方式。
And God wants you to know the nature of the enemy that you and I might overcome the enemy.
神就是要让我们了解仇敌的属性，所以我们才能来制服他。
God is so clear here with Cain.
神这里跟该隐说得非常清楚。
Now what does Cain do?
那该隐怎么做的呢？
We know what he does.
我们知道他做了什么。
He says, "Abel, let's go out in the field."
他跟他弟弟亚伯说，我们到田间去吧。
And he murders his brother.
然后他就把他弟弟杀了。
Here's the thing, brothers and sisters.
啊，这是很重要的一个点。
When the enemy has an entrance in our lives in whatever way,
当仇敌在我们的生命中找到一个破口，
the entrance may be small.
这个破口可能是很小的一个。
A little door.
一个很小的缝。
Do you think? That's what the devil really wants, a little door?
你觉得这是仇敌想要的吗？一个很小的缝。
A little space?
一个很小的空间。
No.
不是的。
He wants an opening and he plans to take over.
他是要找到一个大的破口，然后他就进来掌权。
And what starts with anger ends with murder.
在以这个愤怒开始的这件事，最后却造成了一个谋杀的结果。
I know this is serious and heavy.
我知道这是很沉重的。
I do not say this to scare us.
我并不是要让大家恐惧。
Because God doesn't say, "Oh no, Cain, watch out! There's the devil, and he's going to crouch. Run!" He doesn't say that.
这个上帝并没有直接跟该隐说，你要保持警醒啊，该隐，这里有一个魔鬼，他要来吞吃你，赶紧逃跑吧。
He says, "Look, there's the enemy. Watch out. Do something about it."
他说，你看，仇敌在那里，你要做一件事来制服他。
What does Peter say?
彼得说什么？
Peter says, "Resist him standing firm in the faith."
他说，你要抵挡魔鬼在信仰真理上站立的稳。
You've got to resist.
你必须要抵挡他。
Now we're going to take about 5 more minutes and we're going to stop.
我们再来五分钟，然后来结
束。So don't even look at your watches. 5 minutes.
不用看时间。
I'll look at mine.
我会看时间。
And I'll talk really fast.
好，我要讲很快。
Yesterday I was climbing the mountain.
昨天我去爬山。
Let me lighten it just a little bit for you.
好，我来讲点轻松的。我去爬山。
I was doing Philippians 4:6-7.
我在背腓立比书4:6-7.
I was doing 1 Peter 5:7-9.
彼得前书5:7-9.
Because I was praying about our family and I was praying about my mother.
因为我在为我家人和我妈妈祷告。
And I got to the I thanked God, I'd worshiped God, I'd said, "God, this is what we need." And then I got to resist him.
然后我就感谢神，赞美神，我需要什么，我向他求，然后我来抵挡魔鬼。
And when I got to that part, I was a little bit loud.
然后我说到这里的时候，我声音其实有点大。
I was climbing.
然后我在爬山。
Had my hands raised.
然后举起了我的手。
I was the only person on the mountain.
我是山上唯一的一个人。
I thought.
我以为的。
And out loud, I said, "You demons of cancer, I curse you in the name of Jesus."
然后我说，我很大声地说，你这个癌症的仇敌，我诅咒你，奉耶稣基督的名。
I didn't use swear words. I used biblically, "I curse you in the name of Jesus."
我是符合圣经的来诅咒他。
Because there are some sicknesses, Jesus makes very clear, there's a demonic root.
因为在圣经里面，耶稣说得很明确，有一些病，它是有一些魔鬼的根基在里面。
And I was loud.
然后我就很大声。
Because I was resisting the devil, so that he would flee.
我在抵挡魔鬼，所以他要离开我逃跑。
And right when I got to the loudest part,
然后我在最大声的时候，
"You demons of cancer!"
你这个充满癌症的魔鬼。
A man and a woman walked around.
然后一男一女从我身边走过。
Hello.
然后打了个招呼。
And they looked at me like, "Hello."
然后他们也打招呼。
And as they walked by, I heard them say something to each other.
然后他们走过的时候就窃窃私语。
And I walked on a little bit further.
然后我继续走。
And then I said, "But you demons of cancer, I do curse you."
但是你这充满癌症的魔鬼，我还是要诅咒你。
Now I was loud because I could be loud on the mountain.
我很大声，因为我在山上面可以大声讲话。
But you know what? It is not loudness that defeats the devil.
但你知道，并不是音量来战胜仇敌。
Sometimes I'm loud because I need to be loud.
有的时候我大声，只是我自己需要大声来说。
But a whisper in God can defeat the enemy.
但是在神里面，一个很轻的叹息都可以击败魔鬼。
To me, I just want.Okay, 2.5 minutes, real quickly. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27.
以弗所书四章二十六二十七节。
You wonder why I was stretching, but you know this one, right?
大家都知道这一节。
Be angry and do not sin. There is a place when anger rises up.
生气却不要犯罪。
And God says, but don't sin in it. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't hold it in your heart a long time.
不可含怒到日落。
Now, verse 27, what does it say?
二十七节说什么？
Uh-huh. And don't give the devil an opportunity.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
If you hold on to anger, you're going to give the devil an opportunity.
如果你心里持续愤怒的话，你就给魔鬼留地步了。
You're going to give him a foothold.
你会给他留一个破口。
You're going to give him a landing place in your life.
你会让他能够在你的生命当中来立足。
And he will go from there.
他就从那里开始掌控你。
Same thing is true with fear.Or other types of attacks.
恐惧和其他的攻击也是一样。
When I look at Cain and Abel and what God says to Cain,
当我看该隐和亚伯的故事，神对该隐说的话。
I compare it to Genesis 3, and when his nature is a serpent.
我拿到跟创世纪第三章，他是一个蛇的形象出现的仇敌来做对比。
If you've watched any.Wildlife shows based on the African continent, you know what Genesis 4 describes.
如果你看过任何一个在非洲上拍摄的野生动物纪录片的话，你都知道这在说什么。
It describes very often how a lion would attack, right?
经常都会拍到狮子是怎么样来攻击的。
They're crouching, they're waiting.
狮子蹲下在等。
And then when the opportunity is right there, boom!They move.
当机会来的时候，他就会冲出去。
I believe that these two things show us the nature and the character of our enemy.
我相信这个狮子和蛇这两个景象会描述得很清楚仇敌的属性。
And Peter says he's going around like a roaring lion.
彼得说他是像狮子一样遍地游行。
And in Revelation, it talks about the dragon, that old serpent, and how he deceives. It's these two things.
启示录里面也讲到仇敌像蛇大蛇古龙一样怎么样来欺骗人
We close with this verse this morning
我们以这样一节经文来结束今天的信息
If you and I are thinking of battling against a serpent and a lion
如果我们都在和这个蛇和狮子征战的话
It can be quite overwhelming
是一件很恐怖的事情
It can be a little bit scary
是可以很吓人的
Let's go back and look at one of my favorite psalms again in closing.
然后我们回来看到一节我最喜欢的诗篇的经文。
Ready? Last verse.
最后一节。
Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇。
One of the most wonderful psalms you will ever read.
是最伟大最好的一篇诗篇。
And what does God say to his child?
神对他的子民说什么?
You will tread on the lion and the cobra.
你必践踏狮子和灰蛇。
You will trample the young lion and the serpent.
你必踏碎少壮狮子和大蛇。
You say, but Pastor Jen, those are lions and snakes.
但是你说，牧师啊，这些只是蛇和狮子。
Yes, they were. Yes, they are.
他们是的。
Lions and snakes were a real physical danger in those times.
狮子和蛇是在那个时期真实存在的危险。
But you tell me.
但是你告诉我
How you are going to trample on top of a lion. I'd like to see that in real life.
你在真实的生活中你要怎么样来践踏狮子我是想看一下的。
Now that video would go viral.
那个视频肯定会很火。
And the thing is, that's not what God's talking about.
这个并不是神所说的。
These two natures of the enemy.
这是仇敌的两个属性特点。
These two characters, these ways that he comes at you.
这是他要攻击你的时候所展示出来的面貌。
Your God says to you,
你的神说
you will tread on it.
你必践踏他们。
You will trample it.
你必踏碎他们。
Do you know what those two words mean?
你知道这两个词什么意思吗？
They do not mean, oh, you'll walk, ah, a snake.
并不是说你走路啊踩到一条蛇了。
That's how Sister Betty stepped on a poisonous snake one time and got bitten on her toe.
就是Betty 姐妹她以前踩到一条毒蛇，然后脚趾头被咬。
Many years ago.
很多年前。
By accident.
是不小心的。
And she, anyhow, by accident.
是意外的。
This is not by accident.
但是这里说的并不是意外。
You will tread upon and you will trample.
你必践踏踏碎他们。
So here we go. Time to stop. I did not tell you the truth. I went 3 minutes longer.
我们要停下来了，多讲了三分钟。
But we had to get to Psalm 91:13.
但是我们一定要讲到诗篇九十一篇十三节。
Because it does not matter how the serpent and the lion are when he comes against you in your life. Here's God's plan for you.
因为不管这个狮子和蛇来到你的生命当中怎么样攻击你，这里都讲了我们要来怎么样应对。
God says you will tread upon.
神说你必践踏。
That's what I was doing as I was climbing the mountain.
这就是我爬山的时候所做的事情。
Those people will probably never climb the mountain again.
那些遇到我的人肯定再也不想爬那个山了。
That's okay. I was trampling and treading upon the serpent and the lion.
但没关系，我是在践踏狮子和蛇。
I'm no different from you. You will do the same.
我和你一样，你也要这样来做。
You must do the same.
你一定要这样做。
God equips you to do the same.
神会装备你这样做。
Get by yourself.
在收拾好自己。
Put it into practice.
来操练这样一节经文。
And you keep on putting it into practice until God begins to give you victory in your life and in your situation.
你一直这样来操练，直到上帝在你的境况当中
给你胜利。Let's pray. Ready? Amen. Let's just say thank you, Lord, first. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, O God, that you have defeated the enemy first.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你已经先胜过了仇敌。
We thank you that you hung on the cross, and in that day, the devil was defeated.
我们感谢你，在你钉在十字架上的那天，你就已经战胜了仇敌。
We see you seated far above all of these principalities and powers.
我们看到你坐在宝座上，远离地上的这一切。
And in your word, you say that we are seated in heavenly places with you.
你说我们会在天堂与你同坐。
Lord, if the enemy is under your feet, oh God, he is under our feet also.
主啊，如果仇敌在你的脚下，主啊，我们祷告，他也会在我们的脚下。
And Lord, with your help, with your word, and by the power of your spirit,
主啊，借着你的话语，借着圣灵的工作能力，
we will tread upon the lion and the cobra.
我们会来践踏狮子和蛇。
We will trample the young lion and the serpent.
我们要踏碎少壮狮子和大蛇。
We thank you, O God, that though the nature of the enemy is like this,
主啊，我们感谢，虽然魔鬼他的属性是这样，
you, O Lord, are a good God, and you fight for us.
主啊，但是你是我们的主，你会为我们来征战。
And we are victorious in you.
我们在你里面有荣耀的胜利。
God help your people to fight.
帮助你的子民来征战。
Help your people to use the weapons that you give them.
帮助你的子民使用你所赐给他们的属灵武器。
Help your people to be self-controlled and alert and resist the enemy.
帮助你的子民来谨守警醒，来抵挡仇敌魔鬼。
Thank you for the victory that is ours.
谢谢你把胜利赐给我们。
In the name of Jesus we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. Have a great week.
祝大家都有蒙福的一周。
Resist the devil.
抵挡魔鬼。
Quietly.
小声的。
Don't forget to sign up for the buffet.